Welcome to the Knock on Archery podcast, where we bring all archers and bow hunters together from all walks of life with the goal to educate, empower, and inspire you to be better both in the field and on the range.
You want to see something rad?
Yeah, let me see. Dude, is
that
all?
See that?
Love that.
I don't even know. That's from Park City years ago. I asked the guy, I'm like, can I cut that down? He's like, you bet.
Dude, that's such that's such an awesome office piece. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And then this thing here, that's all, you can see our icon.
Yeah.
That's all arrows from Colorado. the artist is from Colorado. And so I gave her a bunch of arrows and she made that for us.
Dude, so I love that stuff.
Pretty
that
sweet.
The way to do it. That's Big Sky sweet. It looks like Big Sky behind you, is it? Wait.
Yep. That's Big Sky there. You'll like this because of Sitka. But when Sitka came out with their Optifade.
Yeah.
So I was guiding full time in Montana at that time. And so these guys made me, my clients had been coming for years. It says to track to fade, the ultimate road hunting camo pattern. It's got the road and they, with every, my new endorsed camo is the only camo pattern for hardcore road hunters. If you order today, you get a free copy of my book, DBS 101, which is drive by shootings.
Of course.
So I got to get it framed, but I've had that thing was 2010. That's how old that is. That's when they made that. 2010.
That's when Knock On was created.
In 2010?
Yeah, 10-10-10 is literally.
Dude, that's awesome.
We never knew, except our IP team reached out to congratulate us for like right prior to our 10 year. And we're like, when is it? And they said, well, the logo, the official registration date for the logo was 10-10-10, just by a fluke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I know. You know it's meant to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're 14 years into it.
Yeah, I think it took 10 years off our life, too. Maybe 10, 10, and another 10.
Yeah, there is absolutely no question on that. It ages you for sure.
That's
why you do it, so you can retire earlier. So because you lost 10 years of your life, you got to get out the door earlier.
You have to. Otherwise, you're dead by the end of it. I just saw a thing from Peter Attia saying that one of the leading things for longevity of life is your VO2 max. I feel like the TAC and the NOA are the two things that determine my lifespan and your lifespan.
Exactly.
Knock on archery and tack.
Yep, you're 100% right. And we're gearing up to increase our reach by a lot. Probably too much, but we'll let the participants let us know that.
So whose
demand will let us know?
Yeah, I know there's some awesome things coming, which is why I said, dude, let's podcast. Let's give everyone a tack update. So I know there's already some additions that have been made for this year. Are there any that haven't publicly been made yet that will happen this year still?
So there's two. Hold on, I got to put my phone on whatever you call it, silent, because I just got a call and it messed us up. I'm just going to take it offline here.
Airplane mode.
Yeah. Okay. So there are. How do I get back to you?
I can see you. Heck? Just great.
What is going on here?
Leave it how it is. Just look forward.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just confused on there we go. I see you now. Okay. So there's two events that we're going to announce here soon, and we can announce even here. The one event is called, we can either call it Inky, INKY, for Indiana, Kentucky. It's technically in Indiana. It's just across the Ohio River from Louisville.
Yeah,
literally 20 minutes from the airport, but it is in Indiana. So that's our Inky. we'll call it that for now. That is going to happen in August. We're going to announce that here very shortly.
Okay.
And get that opened. And then we're opening another one. We don't know the open date yet, but we're hoping it that the actual event will happen, both of them, in August. The new one will service Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's about 4 hours from Minneapolis area, a couple hours from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and a couple hours from Duluth, Minnesota. So it's kind of it's right on the border of Michigan in the Upper Peninsula there.
Okay.
Very west end of it. To kind of service those two states there, because we do have a big demand there. But those would be the two events we're opening this year for 2024 that would be new additions. Moving into 2025, we got a lot coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I know about that. And I know about a new area that I'm pretty excited about too. So
yeah. So we're not ready to announce those yet. As you know, there's a ton that goes into it before you can really get official.
Yeah.
But
a big part happened.
Yes.
Yep. A big part of logistics that you needed has happened. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we've got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe. Not only we've got exciting things happening across the board, not just with new.
You got muted.
I did.
Yeah, now you're good. What's going on?
I'm back. All right, we'll try that again. But anyway, not just on our expansion, but there's some other things we're working on to hopefully make things a lot easier too as we grow this thing and continue to do our events in the respective states we're currently in. I think one of the cool things this year is we did change Tennessee over to Georgia for our Southeast event. There were some things there that we needed to make changes on for some expansion in that, but I'm really. I don't understand what's going on this dang thing. Did you lose me again?
Yeah, it tweaked out on you. Is that when your phone's going off?
No, my phone, I disconnected it, I thought. Now my headphones are trying to tell me that it can't connect, which is correct. It can't. Here's what I'll do. Hold on.
Technically, yeah, it actually.
Are you good now?
It works on your laptop, but I think it keeps
perfect.
Maybe trying.
I just turned off Bluetooth on my phone too.
Okay.
So anyway, there's some big things coming down the pipe that we're working on. You're aware of most of that, but the two that we can announce would be that Wisconsin, Minnesota area, and then Kentucky, Indiana, our Inky.
Right.
And then our big change over to Georgia, which I think is going to, which is going to be a really good move. What we're doing there. So it allows for more growth, more expansion, and some better infrastructure, things like that. Not to say we won't go back to Tennessee. We're actually working on another venue over there. But it is this new venue in Dahlonega is going to be really exciting.
Caleb Copeland's going to be pretty excited that you pronounced it correctly too. That's his hometown.
I've had some coaching from that very soul.
Yeah. You need coaching for that particular spelling, honestly.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So, but anyway, some really cool things there.
Well, my life's a freaking disaster right now because I'm getting ready for TAC, and every one of my good buddies I can't say no to needs to get ready for TAC. So I've literally got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 freaking to get me TAC ready projects going on right here. And I still don't know what I'm going to show up shooting down in Oklahoma. We'll see.
How many bows do you build out a year?
I mean, I would say probably no more than like 30 full builds. You know what I mean? I definitely do a lot of like, you know, R&D stuff. So if I get like a new cam, you know, I might have to build it and then shoot it. Then if we change a module, I got to get that, change it, you know? So sometimes one bow might be 50 builds, you know what I mean? To get it where I want it. Like I'm looking at one over there right now that, you know, I've probably built that thing 15 times on its own, just making generational tweaks. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Looking forward to this year for sure. You know, I've cleaned my schedule a little bit more so that I can do like back-to-back tacks. So I guess as an announcement for those listening, wondering like schedule wise, we will be at Oklahoma, Texas back-to-back. We're actually going to do a really cool, probably going to do another like consumer event at a store in between that one. Then, I guess the next ones for us anyway is going to be PA and Michigan back-to-back. And I think we're going to do something in between PA and Michigan at a particular location we'll announce. And then Colorado, Utah will be back-to-backs for us as well. But yeah, for those of you listening, committing to them all is really hard for us because we do a business too. And you've kind of got to, you know, like you're gone, you guys are gone for freaking 6 months. But for the people that travel in between, especially us, we have to reload. So we have to like go back, reload, come back. And you end up add a day on the front, add a day on the back. You know, it ends up being whatever it was, you know, 45 days of my life were at TAC events last year. So it gets tough to do them all. And the scary part about you adding more is, you know, people ask me, but I think what inevitably has to happen is we have to start kind of leapfrogging years, you know, these ones on even, these ones on odds, because I do want to get to the other locations. So I think logistically, as you guys have more of a long-term map now, we're going to be able to look at that long-term map and then make those changes too. And there's a lot of moving parts, like at least for us, because I think we talked about at those events that we're at, we'll officially have a booth party on Saturdays from 5 to 6. So we're actually going to kind of have our booth party where, you know, we're going to have, you know, Jack Links there. We'll have Easton there. You know, we'll have, MKC there, Yeti there, Sitka there. Right. So, Leupold, like, the knock on booth on the Saturdays at those 6 events are going to have a really cool, fun experience from 5 to 6. So all of those partners are all going to combine to give us one really cool area for an hour. And then, you know, after that hour passes, you can, you know, head to the REMF or, you know, Warrior
and you're doing
Rising.
That at your booth at home base, right?
It'll be at home base from 5 to 6 on Oklahoma, Texas, PA, Michigan, Colorado, and then Utah.
Okay. So, perfect. Yep.
That'll be the plan. So it's kind of cool. It's awesome that Jack Links came all in too. I really like Hunter. Yeah. He's an awesome guy. And I'm really glad that I love seeing these demographics. Like I love seeing Yeti. I love seeing Traeger.
The non-endemic to archery.
Yeah. I love seeing Traeger come. I love seeing the fact that Jack Links is moving it. Like all those are so valuable to the hunting community. I really Absolutely. Like that you're putting on an event that's appealing, but I like it that they're there even more.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree. And for us, it's a big deal to have that title type sponsorship, like with the Jack Links prior to we had Yeti and Black Rifle Coffee, to be non-endemic, because it, you know, you have relationships with all manufacturers in archery. And so it's nice to have that like a Jack Lynx on board, where we're able to continue to work with all these different brands on top of that, kind of like what we're doing. You know, PSC is our subtitle sponsor.
Yeah.
And yet we're still allowed to work with all other brands to continue to grow out this home base and the availability of people to talk to those manufacturers. So it is a goal of ours to hopefully continue that, to continue to bring on not just archery specific. We've got some other cool stuff coming down the line. Some of it will happen in 24, but a lot of it's going to happen in 25 that is outside of the archery industry. Also, that's going to be a big part of this tour that I think people are going to be really excited about. So we're happy with all of those different factions of things that you deal with in the hunting industry that aren't archery specific that are wanting to get involved on this, on Total Archery Challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know a little bit about that, which is going to be cool. It's 2025 is going to be big, and
it is.
We're definitely, honestly, we're definitely having to make company decisions right now based on, you know, I only have so much time, and I know, you know, I know I love doing what I do for you guys. And I love, you know, I just love the grassroots. I love our grassroots people that show up to TAC events, and I want to be there as much as possible for them and have some really cool experiences. But you know, it's all time away from home. So like for us, you know, as dumb as it sounds, you know, having back to backs, it's like, what do we do with our dog for, you know, 15, 16 days at a crack. So I know for next year, we're actually making some internal decisions to where Sharon and I will be able to be freed up more to be able to interact more heavily with you guys. Cause 25 is going to be, I think it's going to be full calendar.
Yeah. It's 25 is going to be, I'm excited about it. Obviously there's a lot of work still to go into it with what we're doing. But we're excited to get that announced. We're crossing our fingers. We can start to make some bigger announcements as we roll into the end of the tour this year with dates and all that for next year with what's happening on expansion. And along with some of the other add-ons that we're doing to just enhance the overall experience at home base and things like that. So we're really gearing up for that. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
are there any major messages you want to get out there, Sean? Because I know, you know, I know we even get hit up too, because people email into us if they can't get like range times. I mean, I know when a registration happens, because our phones blow up, like, you know, can I have Sean's number? Or
give that out.
Hey, we're, you know, we just tried to go on and log in our group, but it was already gone. Is that possible? And it's like, yes, it is possible.
So we sold out really fast on Saturday. Sells out fast. There's some things where we're, look, demand and supply are the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
Our system that we use is very frustrating because you think something's available, you go to check out, someone checked out before you, it's no longer available. We get a lot of really good feedback over the years. As you know, 2 years ago, somebody tried to build us a system. It ended up being an epic failure for us. And, but we, you know, we're listening to what everybody's saying. Some of the stuff we just can't do. I mean, some guys are like, you guys are idiots. You should just stay open for 2 weeks. Right. I mean, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. But, so what we are going to do is that's part of this reason for big expansion, to get it to where, you know, there's more availability that isn't two states away or three states away.
Right.
And so that's one of the big things. We're working with developers to try to build out something that works better, that is less frustrating. We can call it TACPass 2.0, but we're not going to call it TACPass, but you get what I'm saying. Like we're just trying to figure out how to make it work. Problem is we haven't been able to. We know what needs to happen.
Yeah.
But getting someone to build that and it be built properly, I mean, it hurt us when we built that out and then it fails, right? I mean, we're just out the time and the money on that. We got to start all the way over.
And the whole internal team is having to reach out to freaking 20,000 people based on a disgruntled email. I mean, power to you guys for doing that. I tell people all the time, I'm like, listen, Sean and Monica continually try different like types of ways for registration. You know, they've made huge investments for people that once they really see what the traffic and the, you know, and that influx at registration is like, the system just crashes, you know. It's like, and the other thing too is, you know, you can't expect you guys to spend $500,000 on an interface program just for registration. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you kind of have to look at it from both sides, but I know you guys continually try everything possible. So hopefully one of these times the perfect system happens.
Yeah, I don't think a perfect system to you or I is not going to answer the number one issue, which is supply versus demand. However, here's what I do think. With us working on adding a bunch of locations across the country to give people other options, I think that'll help.
Yeah.
You know, lessen the load, but also we are working on some stuff to try to answer. There are a lot of good ideas out there that people are like, how come you can't do this or how come you can't do that? Now, the answer is nobody can do what we need right now. It doesn't exist.
Right.
We have to build it. But we do know that that we're probably at a point where this needs to happen. Again, we tried it 2 years ago and that didn't work. So we're going to hopefully get it to where we can try again. But in the meantime, the answer will be add more space.
Yeah.
That's the answer right now.
Yeah.
I mean, even what, no matter what, if we make what I would consider the perfect registration system, we're still limited on how many people can come.
Right.
And that's the issue, right? So
yeah, and even
add adding, more spaces.
You know, even if you look at adding the days, you know, it's like at some capacity, you have to look at what strain it puts on all the partners that are there too.
Exactly.
You know, it's like
we make it a
5-day event. We have to be there day before everyone else. Then we have to, can't close down till you're all gone. By the time that is, you're not getting a flight home till the next morning.
Exactly. Yep.
So you're looking at.
Yeah, there's a lot to it that they, and I don't expect guys to understand that, right? They just want to come shoot, shake your hand, tell you some hunting stories, whatever. We're not expecting anyone to understand that. But what we do want them to understand is we do recognize it. We are always working on it, even though it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah,
because there's so many more pieces to it than just saying fix this. And I think the other thing that's important is all the while we're doing this, we have a phenomenal customer service team that is huge during registration. We have to bring on a lot of people so that we can take care of everyone. Does that mean you're going to get exactly what you want? No. Some tickets are just sold out. Sorry.
Yeah.
But we are going to do everything we can without sacrificing the quality of the event itself, you know, overcrowding or whatever, to take care of whatever your problem is. So those are our answers for now. And hopefully we have even better answers as we move down the line here into the future.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know that at times, you know, people want just say, we'll just put more people on there. But, you know, it becomes a safety issue when one target backs up to the point where it's getting to the other one. I know last year there were people that were like getting mad at me for, you know, like the interactions I had on target one. And they're like, I'm just going to skip this. But I'm like, I know what you're thinking. But I am doing this so that you don't go right there and stand in a line that ends up getting all the way back to this target. You know, it's like people sticking to their registration times and people not jumping ahead on these courses it helps the flow. And honestly, yeah. whether it's myself or, you know, any like your chairlift, you know, guy yeah. who, you know, everyone seems to hate him depending yeah. on who it is at the time. But like we all have radios and calls. So like Monica might text me and say, hey, do you have room for me to send, you know, 30 minutes of people to a knock on course? And I'm like, yes, I can take them. Yep. Or no, don't send yep. any more up here for the free for all because we're jammed.
Yeah.
So there is good communication yep. happening. Just make sure as a consumer to the event, you're not only hyper focused on what's happening with you and your five people, because you guys do such an amazing job of having open communication between all the moving parts behind the scenes to where it honestly flows better than anything of that type of magnitude that I've been with in the past. I've always said you guys pull rabbits out of your hat all the time for chaos yeah, that breaks out.
Yeah. Things. Organized chaos. Well, we have a really good team and we do care. Like mm-hmm. Every person on our team cares about your experience, whether you're a participant, a shooter, or whether you are a vendor or a sponsor partner. Our team, we really care what goes on.
Yeah.
And so that's why we all are vested on making sure you have the best experience you can. I always refer back to when we started Knock Times, because when we just let people on the mountain, because we get plenty of guys that are just like, I don't even know why you cap it. And the reason we started Knock Times is we were at Snowbird. It was the last year that it was just come, show up, first come, first serve. And people were waiting 3.5 hours to get on the lift.
Yeah.
That's what will happen if we don't limit participation.
And it'd be worse than that. Like, right now.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. Yeah. It would be absolutely crazy. But the point is nobody wants to show up and then stand in line for hours on end. What we ended up doing there at Snowbird, because it just exploded like that, we had this crazy wait time, is I literally would get in line and I knew how many people we could send up on the tram each time. And so I would just count them out. Okay, you're going to be on this tram. And I'd give them a ticket, you know, just like a raffle ticket with a yeah. time on it. Come back at this time and you're guaranteed to get on this tram.
Yeah.
And I just did that all the way down the line. And those people had to wait for hours.
But they could go eat. They could go to the vendor village.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah. There were things to do, but that's when we said, okay, this isn't going to work anymore. It's time for us to start doing a dedicated time with limited amount of people. Depending on what course you're on, you're still going to wait at some targets. If it's a long bomb, then you might be waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes. If it's a cliff shot, you got to wait, you know. So there's a couple bottleneck shots on some of these courses. But so I would say we're still kind of playing that line of we could, you know, do we have too many or not enough type of thing. We're playing that line all the time. But these decisions we're making are based on trying to give everyone a good experience, because in the end, I mean, I guess we could open it up and just take all the money and run, but that's not what we're after. We're after to provide the greatest 3D archery experience, period.
Yeah.
That's our tagline. So
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. But anyway, so the bottom line, I guess, here is we do appreciate feedback. We get plenty of it. Some of it is very colorful and emphatic. And some of it is very kind and well worded. And some of it is just pure hate. So we get it all, but we read all of it to say, okay, hey, you know what? Didn't recognize this. We need to make a change here or whatever. So we do appreciate the feedback. We do read it all. If we don't respond to you because you just gave a frothy, hateful email, that's why. But we did read it. And we're trying to read between the lines to see if it's something we can work on. But we take all of it. and say, okay, here's the good stuff. We need to work on this or whatever, right?
Right. Well, I definitely feel like you guys are paving the way. You do everything possible. And yeah, people just need to realize that when you have a cool shot, it does come with a price. You know, it comes with the price of you've got to kind of wait for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People need to be patient with that. The cooler the shot, it's like the cliff shot, obviously, and is a perfect example that that cliff shot in PA is a great example. You know, like 100%. We you know, we definitely like having shots like this, but guess what? It takes you a while to crawl around that thing and get down to it, and you know there's gonna be a bottleneck there. And sometimes those are great places to just have your sandwich, know that, you know, there's gonna be one or two stops on a course where either you've got a really small target or there's a tree that everybody's trying to get their arrow out of even though they know it's smoked, that just starts to back everything up.
I would say the majority of people, you remember the shot at Snowbird, the cliff shot at Snowbird?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that would be the biggest bottleneck we've ever had, a long wait. And a lot of guys were like, this is, like you said, this is where I'm going to sit down, eat my sandwich, enjoy watching other people shoot. Cause we had a guy who would sit there, hey, if you guys want to skip this shot because it's a longer wait, just I'll tell you when you can go down. And you can skip it. And most people, I would say 90%, were like, heck no, this is why we're here.
I think most guys
understand that, but there is going to be some bottlenecking. But that one shot, like you said, and we do want people to take photos, and this is a photo journey for archery. It's really fun that way. Just be mindful of everyone around you at the same time. So, you know, you want to post it on YouTube and all that. That's absolutely awesome. We love it. You just, again, like, you know, you just be mindful of who's around you while you're doing it. But I don't want to discourage anyone from taking photos and filming and doing and sharing the thing that they love, that we also love, the whole reason we're doing this. So it's cool. Every year I'm just dumbfounded at the energy behind it, the demand that's out there, and really the passion of these shooters. That's what we'll call it. The passion of these guys to want to participate in this event, and the huge support we get from the archery industry itself, but the outdoor industry outside of archery. I mean, I just, Monica and I talk quite often, and our team, and we're just absolutely grateful and humbled by it.
It's pretty impressive. I love the community as well. Are there any new rules or anything like that, Sean, that you want to get out to the masses and let people know that's different for this year?
No, there's no real rules. I mean, everything's going to be the same. We'll announce as we get into it. We're still doing the podcast, right? Where we'll launch podcasts throughout. And then the week before the event, we'll launch our event specific podcast I encourage everyone to listen to that, because if you're not going to read your email or get online and look at that, we go into a lot more detail about what's happening, what's available. For example, we'll talk about the booth party you're having, who's involved, what's going on. If you have anything fun happening on course at that specific venue, we get to talk about that, the novelty shots, things of that nature, right? We just cover everything at every event. So I do encourage people to at least listen in on the event specific podcast so they can get all the details of that event, because we do have a lot of things that we're adding this year at certain events, not all events,
right?
At certain events that are going to be specific to that, some opportunities that we haven't had in the past. And, but outside of that, the rules, you know, they're the same. You show up, you get registered or checked in, whatever. And, we'll have our guys, you know, checking credentials at the boot, at the shuttles or the courses and all that. It'll be good. There's no business as usual, just more of it.
Okay. I just tell people if they haven't been to one, because there's still a lot of people that
absolutely
this is the first one they got into. I just tell people, you know, get there ahead of time and get to registration, get your waiver signed, you know, get your bands, because there is transit time between your parking to registration. You're probably going to get delayed seeing cool stuff through the vendor village. And then sometimes you have to shuttle to where your range is. So, you know, if you show up, if someone's like, oh, I'm here shooting at 8 and it's 7:45 and you're just now getting to the registration thing, that can end up being problematic. Like, give yourself time. If you get there that day early, you know, go up and get registered. Go up and get registered. Yes. Get your bracelets. Have someone show you where, you know, where like parking is or where transportation begins to that particular course. And then you can be there before that time.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah, and you're going to want to fling a few arrows, I would think. Most guys do, just to, in transit, you know, come from wherever they came, just make sure everything's ready to go on the bow and give yourself plenty of time there. 9 times out of 10, we'll have the range open 30 to 40 minutes before any knock time starts. And if you are there, if you're a Friday shooter and you showed up, this is one thing we could say, is if you're there Thursday for a Friday shoot, then 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock PM on Thursday night, registration's open. So you can come by, get your credentials. Same thing on a Friday. If you're there Friday and you're not going out till Saturday or Sunday or whatever, I mean, the earlier the better. If we're open. Yeah. If we're open, come get it. You don't need to come the day of.
If you're there from 6:30 to noon, you're there with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Try to get there. That evening before is usually, you know, the girls are a little bit less stressed too, not staring at this 100 yards
big long
people.
Line.
Yep,
you're absolutely right. So we but it's outside of that, I don't think there's anything new rule wise. There is, again, there's going to be things that we add on to each events by themselves. It won't be across the tour, because maybe kind of like what you're doing, right? You're only at 6 of the events. And we'll have some other groups that are doing things, you know, at this event or that event. So, but we'll push that pretty heavy. We're giving away, you know, we're always doing the truck, but we're just doing this base camp to spike camp giveaway. We'll have the trailer at every tour for people to check out. And, I'm pretty sure it has everything you need for hunting, including optics. We'll do that all-in system, you know, so you can film through your spotting scope. Sheep feet's on there for some orthotics.
Throw some
boots.
Why haven't you asked
let's
us?
Yeah. Let's do it. We literally have thrown this thing together very quickly. Rolly White and Genesis are who we're buying that trailer from.
Okay.
They delivered it literally. I think we made the decision and Brock had that thing delivered in a couple days.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love mine.
He drove it up here. And but it's this thing's like sweet. So yeah, we should. Whatever you want to, I'll tell you one thing we don't have in there. I don't think I need to look. There's no releases I don't think are in there yet.
Got ya.
We do have what do we have? Let me turn this phone. I don't know why it's working now. There it goes. What else do we have? I don't know, dude. You name it. It's in there.
All right. Well,
it's awesome.
We'll throw like a one of a kind release in there for
better sure. Better do two of a kind because okay. we're giving away gear, enough gear for two people. Because
okay.
not very everybody wants to hunt with their homie. So we got to take care of their homie too. Or whoever wins, just sell all your gear to your buddy. I don't know. But
well, if you go on a hunting,
it's gear for two.
Yeah, if you go on a hunting trip like that, you're either going to be friends for life or you'll never care if you see each other again.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a pretty cool thing. We're doing it with a new company. I don't know where I'm at that I can announce this new company yet. It's not our new company. It's in conjunction with one to bring awareness to them. So we'll hold off on that until we know when we can say, here's the company. But it'll be, I'm excited about it. It's a cool, I told Monica, I was like, man, we may need to buy one of these little trailers for ourselves. Like this is, it's just got, I mean, we're talking, it's got a full bathroom with a shower, heating, air conditioning, you know, a bed for two people, really. Two separate beds you could set it up as. Yeah. It's got a little table, microwave, TV, great sound system. Just, it's just small. It's perfect for hunting.
Yeah.
And so whoever wins this thing, I think they're going to be stoked. And we'll give that away in August at the very end of the tour, I think is what our plan is. So, but it, anyway, so that's really one of the fun, exciting things that'll, we'll spit out the rules on how you can qualify and all that here pretty soon once it's all finalized. But yeah, if you had, that would be absolutely sweet.
Yeah.
I'll
find some stuff for you. Don't worry.
It'll plenty. Be cool. We should, one of the things we want to do is we'll get you on the podcast and we can just go down the rabbit hole of cool custom stuff of knock-on and tell people here's one more badass reason for you to be getting entered to win. So we're pretty excited about that. And I'm telling you, this trailer it's awesome. Of course, we'll still have the truck.
Yeah.
The truck is, I'll tell you this, the truck, we haven't announced it yet. We're waiting for lift and rims right now. Everything else is done, but it is not the same truck as last year and it is upgraded. So we're excited about that. This truck is, I told the guys, normally I drive a different truck and Connor drives the giveaway, but after driving this giveaway, I'm like, I might be driving this thing. It's pretty comfortable. So it's going to be a sweet giveaway. It's got all the goodies like it has had in the past. It's just a different truck and an upgraded truck. So it's, I'm pretty excited about that. We just got to get this lift and rims on so we can put it out to the world.
I don't think they're called rims anymore. I used to call them that wheels. Too. And then when I started price shopping for tires and rims, I was corrected like, hey, I'm sure you're over 40, but we call them wheels now. And I'm like,
they're wheels. You know what? Whatever. I've been corrected on that already by a wheel guy and they're right. It's wheels. So thank you for that correction. So for all you guys who are younger than me, it's wheels, in case rim was a confusing word.
New novelty shots people need to be prepared for, Sean?
We've got a couple coming down the pipe that haven't been finalized. I'll tell you one thing we're working on. It's not done yet, but this could be a very cool tool. We have some novelty shots coming. We just don't have the details on them yet, but there are new ones coming. But here's one thing we're working on with Garmin and their new chronograph.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get this dialed to where we'll have a few of those set up at the range. So a guy can go, chrono his bow. If you download their app, you literally can connect it, chrono your bow, and then it spits out a bunch of like your kinetic energy in that, with that chrono in the app. So that'll be a fun tool to have on site if somebody's never done it before and they're just really curious on where they're at. So that's something we're working on with Garmin right now. And we may have something built around that to give a few of those away.
Yeah.
So there are some fun
over there. They're pretty nice.
Have you? So I have one, I bought it right when it came out, and I've only used it with our rifles, but I'm assuming you've used it with your bow. Have you been impressed with that?
Yeah, I mean, I ordered one just to see it. I bought it, and everybody at work used it before me. And then, so I was like, okay, what, you know, I'm normally very dumb. Like, if I get something new, I'm not a direction reader because I normally have to read them like 57 times for it to sink in.
Yeah.
So, like, here, I actually, the Garmin's not close by, but hold on. This is pre-Garmin, but this is like what the employees know to do. So like for like this one, pretty much like they get my little label maker, and so they literally say like, all right, non-electrical guy. Yeah, I pull strings.
Here's how you do it.
I specialize in synthetic threads, fiberglass, epoxy, aluminum, and carbon. if it has perfect circuitry, I'm not the best with it. So, but yeah, they said it was really just a plug and play. Power that thing
it
on.
It really
and,
is. It's the size of a GoPro, really.
Yeah.
Again, I've only used it with our rifles, but it was that easy. Literally. Turn it on, do it. So I thought that would be kind of a fun ad when we were talking to them. I know a lot of guys who haven't chronoed their bow, that get out there and shoot. And I think that's just a fun thing to know. And plus, if you decide to build out a tape or whatever, then knowing that you're chronograph, I mean, it's great. So not to mention kinetic energy is important down the line on, you know, what is your killable distance really on your arrow being effective at getting into the cavity of an animal at what range. So like I know my range is probably not as far as others, so I think it'll be a fun tool just for people to play with, to understand their bow a little better, and we will have some novelty shots around that for people to win. So there's other companies who are building out some shots. We just haven't finalized them yet, so I don't want to put them out there.
Yeah. And I've debated that too. Like, you know, I'm like, should I go make just one bitchin' shot and hang out there
the
whole day?
Yes, you should.
Sharon's like, no, I need help in the booth.
You should do it. We should make a really cool novelty shot that you hang out at all day that isn't on your course. Then everybody can come over there and give it a whirl.
I know. I thought about that. And it's possible. Cool. It's possible. We haven't ironed out all the goodies yet for this season, but it's going to happen. And actually, I know a lot of my partners are kind of leaning on me because as they're adding more, people are like, we can't go to more. Like, we're going to need you to help. So those discussions, you know, are still to come. Well, I appreciate it, Sean. I know we're going to do another podcast once we're up and rolling. But I just really wanted to do one with you to get people up to speed on what's happening. You know, the new ones that are added, there'll be some other ones that'll be added down the road too. So prepare for those just in case you wanted to get in PA or Georgia and you couldn't, like, be ready for these other Midwestern ones that are coming. And that goes for anybody really, but
the season's
here. It's time to listen to some lumber.
Oh dude, we're going to have some fun stuff going on. Always trying to enhance the experience, but also give, you know, we're not a competitive shoot, but we always have reasons you can win stuff, and there'll be plenty of that going on. So
yeah, well, there's always competitive shots, and we have new territory. Absolutely. We're exploring new territory in Oklahoma for the knock-on course.
Yes, we are. Cool. That's going to be a fun one. There's going to be some shots where if you miss, it's going to be in the drink. So
I love the
go for a swim or whatever, but it should be really good. So, anyway, so that one will be That one's going to be a fun one, I think. That territory, I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's close. It's close. We're a couple,
so close.
Couple, only three, probably 2 weeks out for you guys before you have to start hitting the road. So,
yeah. So, our crew, the bulk of the crew shows up first week of April. We've got a few days of work here at the warehouse. We're out of here, man. It's go time.
All right. So, tack. Okay. Time to fire up my Tack Tuesday lesson.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you guys soon. I know we all miss you guys too. So can't wait for Tack 2024. Here we go.
Yep. Here we go. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome. Be sure to check out knockonarchery.com for our full line of custom design products, as well as free in-depth education and bow hunting entertainment to help you shoot at your best.